Welcome back to Eco Talk. I'm your host, Betsy Rosenberg, and I am thrilled to welcome to the Eco Talk airwaves a shero of mine from way back. Yes, I'm old enough to remember Love Canal, reading it in the newspaper, actually. How about you? Lois Gibbs, now known as Lois Marie Gibbs, has been active since she became the original Earth Mother, and we are pleased to have her on this day before Mother's Day, because who more than Earth Mamas to protect our kids, country, and planet should we celebrate than that? And we have more Earth Mamas coming up, and I use that in the most glowing of ways to describe a woman who has championed really for decades the rights of women, men, children, all Americans to live in a safe and clean environment. So without further delay, we want to find out what Lois is up to. I can tell you she's the executive director of the Center for Health, Environment, and Justice, and she's now turning her significant energies and attentions on PVC. Thanks for joining us, Lois. And first, define what PVC is and tell us where it appears.
Well, PVC is probably everywhere that your listening audience is sitting or standing. It's plastic made with chlorine, and it's different. There's lots of different types of plastic, but this one, you can usually identify it by either seeing the number 3 in that recycle triangle on the bottom of a product or the outside of a container, or the letter V, like vinyl. Everyone knows what vinyl is. And that's a form of PVC. And it really is plastic with chlorine. And it's the chlorine that makes it the poison plastic. Other plastic bottles like your drink bottle or your soda bottle or your water bottle or your milk carton or bottles, plastic bottle that you take back to the grocery store, is not PVC. And so as you can see, just by that analogy, we don't really need PVC.
And if you want to know more about vinyl, I highly recommend the movie Blue Vinyl. Came out a few years ago, but is that widely available? Because that really brings it home in a very engaging and entertaining way.
It's very available, and it is. It's hysterical. It is so funny. Yet it really delivers a message of what is this product, how is it produced, what environmental and public health problems are associated with it, and, of course, what are the alternatives?
And how did it, you know, come into being? Was anyone testing the long-term effects? And apparently not in so many cases, so many materials in our life everywhere.
No, that's really true. And that's one of the things we're trying to work on. PVC is one of the campaigns, but we have a number of campaigns saying, okay, we're married to plastic. We're married to some of these things as a society. But we don't need to do these toxic things. There are other things we can do that protects both the environment, and I think most importantly, public health and our children. Our children are so vulnerable to these chemicals that consumers don't even know are in their products that later get into their children's body, and that's just wrong.
Are they still making IV bottles, drip bottles with PVC in hospitals, a place where you're supposed to be getting healthier?
Right. Well, actually, they still do make them. For the most part, in the United States, we have eliminated them through a wonderful campaign called Healthcare Without Harm.
Oh, yeah.
That really exposed this and showed that there were other alternative products to be used. And especially women who had breast cancer, you know, the drugs they use in the chemotherapy for women with breast cancer really drew the chemicals out of that plastic and put it into the cocktail that was being put into these women's bodies to try and fight off cancer. And these are cancer-causing chemicals that are being extracted from the plastic. So it's really very frightening what's out there that we don't know about.
So is there less PVC being used in packaging now? Are we on the declining side in terms of its usage?
We actually are, and that's the exciting news, is that Johnson & Johnson and Microsoft and Crabtree and Evelyn have all said, well, gee, we didn't know that. And many of these corporations don't know it themselves. I'm not saying they're to be honored, but in some cases they are, because once they found out about this, they said, well, we don't have to do that, so we're going to move away. And so more and more industry is moving away because more and more consumers are saying, I'm not sure I want a PVC container for my child to drink out of or to take the lotion that I'm going to put on my brand new baby. I'm not sure I want to do that if there's an alternative out there. And so they're making consumer decisions, which is shifting corporate behavior, which I'm really, really excited about.
And just another exciting example of how information is so powerful and how the dots need to be connected, because unfortunately it hasn't been coming from government or industry or business. Really, it's been the grassroots activists and the environmental and health organizations like Environmental Working Group. You know, they break most of the news about, you know, what's toxic in our fish and the work you're doing. Is it too bad, or is it just, I guess, to be expected that it's going to come from the bottom up, this kind of information getting out?
Well, what we've seen in change in this country forever has always been a bottom-up change, where people are discovering this, and when the people lead the government, and of course the corporations do follow, and they are leading, and you know, shows like yours that sort of help educate people are really important for that learning curve. And you know, people hear about this and say, well, gee, I'm going to go look at my recycling triangle on the bottom of my plastic and see what number is in there and see if there's a 3 in there. Or they're saying, you know, I want to do something for my newborn child that's healthy. I don't want him or her to be exposed to all of those chemicals. So you look at some of the stuff that's being done by the Breast Cancer Coalition and these other groups, and so much of the chemicals that created these cancers and learning disabilities and other problems are cancers that came from exposure to these things that we think are benign.
Things like, you know, makeup and personal care products. We've done shows on that, and that is alarming. You assume this stuff has all been tested.
Right. Even the IV bags you mentioned earlier. Who would have thought they would go to a hospital and have an IV bag that's going to put chemicals that aren't supposed to be there?
What we don't know can hurt us.
Yes, it's really true.
Lois, we could and should and hopefully will do a whole entire program with you. We barely tapped into your incredible wealth of knowledge. I should mention that Lois was a recipient of many environmental prizes, including the 1990 Goldman Environmental Prize, the 1998 Heinz Award. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you're still going strong. And please come back another time.
I certainly will. Thank you for having me, Betsy.
Lois Marie Gibbs, the head of Center for Health, Environment, and Justice, will have information on our website.